You're listening to a message from Gateway Church Geelong. We hope it blesses you. For more information about Gateway, visit gc.org.au.
Hey, hello church. It's so good to be here with you today. I'm really excited about sharing this message with you. It's been burning in my heart for the last couple of weeks. So I'm going to share with you part two of God Has a Plan. And in the first message, the crux of the message was that we need to be close enough to hear. Close enough to hear God's voice. And we looked into the journey of Jeremiah, and we're going to look a little bit more at his journey today, because there is so much relevant material in his journey of walking with God and hearing from God and seeing God. And so the common narrative around both of these messages, the God Has a Plan messages, is it's one of discipleship. And it highlights the point for each and every single one of us as followers of Jesus, as disciples of Jesus, we need to be close enough to hear. You know, this message that I'm sharing with you today is one that really brings us to this place of we need to be close enough to hear, but today's message is that I may see. I want to hear what God's saying, but I want to see what God is doing and wants to do as well. And so this, for us, in times like these, right now, in these days that we are in, it is imperative to count yourself as a disciple of Jesus. The days of perhaps just going to church and doing it because that's what you do, in days like these, I want to encourage you, that's not enough anymore. We need to be close enough to hear that we may see. You feel like you're a little bit detached from what's going on, and there's a wall between you and God. Let's be close enough to hear that we may see. Amen. It's so important. It's highlighted the fact that in moments like these, that the messages that we share from God's word, it's one that needs to spur you on in your discipleship with Jesus. I don't know about you, but it's so relevant for me. See, rather than knowing about it, rather than hearing about it, or rather than just having a religious affiliation, these days have highlighted we need to be disciples who have a personal relationship with Jesus. This second message in follow-up to be close enough to hear, that I may see, that I may see and know what God is doing, that I may see his plans. Today, you're going to find out the importance of what it is to be a seer, someone who sees what God is doing. In Psalm 119, verse 18, it says, this is out of the New Living Translation, "Open my eyes to see the wonderful truths of your instructions." In the ERV version, it says like this, "Open my eyes that I can see all the wonderful things in your teachings." So this prayer of, in this passage of scripture, this prayer of open my eyes to see, and we're not just talking about physical eyes, amen. We're talking about the eyes of the Spirit, that I may see what you're doing spiritually in my life, in the people around me, and in the world as I know it right now. I want to see the wonderful truth of your teaching in your word. Your word is truth, and I want to see what it's doing spiritually in me and around me. Now, this verse, this passage of scripture in Psalm 119, verse 18, it combines prayer and the importance of the word of God, meaning that we're asking God, God, open my spiritual eyes, the eyes of our heart. And secondly, the prayer is calling out to God. It's like, God, I want to gain spiritual and practical understanding through your wonderful instructions that are found in your word, the Bible. See, this combination of seeing God's plans and purposes, but also gaining fundamental teaching and understanding, helps give us instruction to our daily lives and our prayer. You can see everything that God wants to do, but if you don't understand the fundamental teachings of his word, it's really hard to apply those things together. We need to see, but we also need to understand. then we can implement his way in our lives and in the lives of our church. Amen. There are three things that we learn from this passage of scripture. I'm going to go through these three things fairly quickly because I want to move us on today. I believe that God wants to minister to hearts today, drawing hearts back into discipleship. You haven't left him, but drawing hearts back close enough to listen that we may see. He wants to draw hearts today. But the first one is this, the first awesome thing out of this passage of scripture, that there are wonderful things in the Word of God. And it says, open my eyes that I can see all the wonderful things in your teachings. You may be reading a version right now that rather than saying teachings, it says the law or the Torah. See, the word law is Torah. And for those of you who have done a little bit of Bible college, Torah means instruction and teaching in this psalm particularly. I want to encourage you, there are wonderful things that God wants to teach us. Wonderful thing that God wants to teach us out of his word. It's living, breathing, relevant and practical for today. In your life right now, I tell you the truth, there are things that's happening right now in your world and the answers are found in the word of God. You've been searching high and low, asking peers, looking to that website, listening to this podcast, and all God wants you to do is open up his word. And he wants to download understanding so that you can see. So that you can see the answers, the truths, the revelation that he has for you. Amen. See, these truths are so wonderful that when you really see them, they profoundly change you. They transform you. They empower you with holiness. They empower you with love and desire for him and his mission. That's powerful. I believe that's powerful for each and every single one of us. So this is why that reading and knowing and meditating and memorizing the Word of God is so important for our daily lives. Second point is this, that we need God's supernatural help. No one can see these wonderful things for what they really are in the Word of God without God's supernatural help. That's why the psalmist starts with, open my eyes to see. It's a supernatural prayer of, I really want to see it, but in the natural, if I look through my own eyes or my own understanding, I'm just seeing a brick wall. Right now, what I need is, God, for you to open my spiritual eyes so that I can see all the wonderful truths. We need God's supernatural help for that to happen. This is the prayer of our heart. Open our eyes that we can see all the wonderful things in your teachings. It's only God who can open our eyes. It's only God who can open eyes to the wonder of his word. See, in the natural, we can see beauty, but it's only with supernatural power that we can see the true spiritual beauty of his word. See, when we read the Bible without the help of God, the wonder and glory of God and his scriptures, it's just events. But when we read it in a supernatural way, when he opens our eyes, it illuminates our eyes to see. It's like a light has been turned on in a dark room. So you might be able to gain understanding without supernatural insight. You may be able to gain good ethics and morals and all those wonderful things, but you don't get to see exactly what God wants to show you. Let's open our eyes to see. Let's pray the prayer. God, I open my eyes to see the wonderful things in your teaching. I need a supernatural revelation right now. And the third thing is this, the encouragement to pray for God's supernatural illumination. Pray for God's supernatural illumination. When we read God's word, we practically need to pray for God's supernatural illumination. Don't leave it up to chance. Don't open up your Bible and say, God, I'm just expecting right now that you speak to me and make it clear. No. God, I'm opening up your word because I know it's true and I know it's living and I know it's breathing. But for that to happen, I'm praying a prayer right now. Let my eyes be supernaturally illuminated to see your word. It's a deliberate prayer. Yeah. Not a one of these. A deliberate prayer that God would speak to you personally. You know, even throughout today's message, can I encourage you? Start praying the prayer right now. Open my eyes. Open my eyes to see. I want a supernatural empowering. I want a supernatural illumination. I want help to see your supernatural God. I know that you sent your spirit. Your spirit is in me. Your spirit is with me. Your spirit's guiding me, comforting me, illuminating me. Right now, let my eyes supernaturally be opened. I want to take us on a little bit of a journey with Jeremiah today again, just through some of the scriptures and examples of what it is to outwork the heart of that I may see. See, God wants us to see all of his plans, all of his purposes. Yes, I understand, and we talked about it in the last couple of weeks, that everything comes in the right timing, but he wants us to see those things in the right timing, not after the moment's passed. You know, I've done this before. You're having a chat with someone and they ask you a question and you're not quite prepared. And maybe they attack you or they ask a spiritual question of you. And then 15 minutes after they leave you, the answer pops into your head. So why didn't I say that? I want to encourage you. It's the same with allowing our eyes to be open to see. That I may see. Same thing. It's like, God, something's going to happen today. Something's going to happen tomorrow. Something's going to happen this week. Open my eyes to see what's going on now so that when those moments come, you've already downloaded into me the word for the moment, your word, your teachings, your instructions for the moment ahead of time, not having to send a message a little bit later saying, I should have said this to you. I hate it when that happens. To reveal his plans to us, to reveal that he has a part for us to play in his plans. God has a plan and he wants us to be part of that plan. He wants to show us our purpose in his plans. And I tell you the truth, 99 point recurring something, more often than not, we find the teachings and the truths and the encouragement and the confirmation of prophecy in the Word of God. See, the challenge is that when we hear that, when we hear someone like me say to you right now that God has a plan and his plan for you and his purpose for you is to be part of that, when we hear that, we innately have an ability to often respond with insecurity, doubt of our calling, doubt of our self-worth, doubt of our authority as followers of Jesus, or even wondering if the commission of Jesus actually includes us. I want to encourage you, if you've ever been told that only pastors and teachers and people like that can be part of God's plan, whoever told you that, it's a lie. When God sent the commission to the disciples, he gave that commission to every single person to pass it on to the next person and the next person and the next person. He wants you to be part of his plan. What's his plan? To bring people back into relationship with him, to restore what was lost in the Garden of Eden and to bring salvation back through Jesus at the cross and the resurrection. Amen. So, we hear it and it's like, oh, I don't know if I'm actually included in that because, you know, I make this mistake on a daily basis and once a month I do this when I know that I should. Can I encourage you? Allow the Spirit of God to minister to you and encourage you through sin issues and habits and all those things. But just acknowledge right now, when you were saved, when you were restored, you were included in the commission and plan that God has for planet Earth. Any other voice that says that that's not for you, it's a lie and it's time to tell it to shut up. Come on. Because more often than not, that voice, it starts from the enemy. It's like, I don't want to hear that anymore. I'm a son, I'm a daughter of the Most High, and I'm included in his plan. At salvation, I took on the very heart and nature of Jesus. No other voice that I want to hear. No other plan that I want to see except for the one that Jesus has got for me. Amen? That just got real, didn't it? God is good. He loves you. You're part of his plan. See, Jeremiah had exactly the same issues. Same issues as what sometimes we have. See, God calls Jeremiah in Jeremiah 1 verse 4. And this is what happens. The word of the Lord came to me saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I set you apart and appointed you as a prophet to the nations. So let's be honest. If we had like that prophet, if God came and spoke to us right now, it's like, I've appointed you, I've formed you, I've set you apart, I've appointed you to the nations. What would your response be? Well, Jeremiah's response was this. Alas, sovereign Lord, I said, I don't know how to speak, I'm too young. So for you and I today, we'll keep reading in a second, but for you and I today, when the Lord says to you, or when I say to you that you're part of God's plan, He wants you in this, He needs you in this. When I say that, do you respond with, I'm too young, or I'm too old, or I'm too insecure, or I'm too depressed, or I've got too much anxiety, or I've got no self-worth, I doubt that I've got authority in Jesus? Whatever your response is, you're not the only person who's had to grapple with, the old me is there, but I feel like it's so close. No, the old me is dead. The old me is dead. The old you is dead. You are now made alive in Jesus. Amen. Verse 7, it goes on to say this. But the Lord said to me, do not say I'm too young. You must go to everyone I send to you and say whatever I command you. Don't be afraid of them, for I'm with you and will rescue you, declares the Lord. The Lord reached out his hand and touched my mouth and said to me, I put my words in your mouth. See, today I appoint you over nations and kingdoms to uproot and tear down, to destroy and overthrow, and to build and to plant. Verse 11, the word of the Lord came to me. What do you see, Jeremiah? I see the branch of an almond tree, I replied. Verse 12, the Lord said to me, you have seen correctly, for I'm watching to see that my word is fulfilled. I want to encourage, and we're going to touch on some things in a second, but I want to encourage you. When you're close enough to hear that God is speaking to you, when He asks you what you see, He's going to reveal to you. When you open your eyes, say, God, open my eyes to see. When you're close enough to hear, and when He speaks to you, He's going to show you things through His word that you've never seen before. He's also going to put His authority and stamp upon you in exactly the same way He did here. You know, Jeremiah 1:11, this is out of the NLT, says this, Then the Lord said to me, look, Jeremiah, what do you see? And I replied, I see a branch from an almond tree. And the Lord said, that's right. And it means that I'm watching and will certainly carry out all my plans. The same challenges that you and I have, the same challenges are they're the same as those who have gone before us, the same as those who have gone before you, the same experiences, the same doubt, the same concern around whether they're worthy of the calling upon their life. But this is what God says to you today, to every single one of us. This is what God says to you. I've put my words in your mouth and appointed you. Exactly the same thing that God did to Jeremiah. We find the truth of God in His word, and His words say right now, I've put my words in your mouth and have appointed you. Don't doubt anything else. You're not too young, you're not too old, you're not too this, you're not too that. If you are His and He is yours, He has put His words in your mouth and appointed you. Doesn't mean it won't be difficult at times. It won't be challenging at times. Let's be honest. That's just part and parcel of life. Life is challenging. Life can be difficult. But He's appointed you. He's anointed you. He's put His words in your mouth. And for a time such as this, you have family members and work colleagues and people from your community that need to hear the words of encouragement that God has placed in your mouth. So if God was to say to me right now, What is it that you see, Lee? So my response is, I was focusing on this during the week. So I see healing. I see restoration. I see salvation. I see reconciliation. I see faith. I see empowered disciples. I see it. I see it. It's something that God's revealed to me, and I see it. And I'm going to keep speaking it out over myself and over you and over our city and wherever this message touches. I see it. The Apostle Paul prays this prayer over us through the Word of God. Ephesians 1:18. It says, open the eyes of their hearts and let the light of your truth flood in. Shine your light on the hope you are calling them to embrace. God has a hope and a call for you to embrace. Shine, and God's shining his light on it right now. Reveal to them the glorious riches you are preparing as their inheritance. So I don't know about you, but this prayer, it resonates in my heart. And it resonates in my heart for a couple of reasons. That it's a prayer that I've read, but it's a prayer that I've sung over the years as well. It's a prayer of and a song that's opening my heart to see God, to embrace his calling for my life. I don't know about you, you may be slightly older enough to remember this song, Open the Eyes of My Heart, Lord. It's a prayer that the Apostle Paul prayed over disciples, and it's a prayer that we sing and pray. Should I sing it? I'll sing it. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up. Shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing holy, holy, holy. It's this biblical prayer, this biblical song, this cry of our heart to see and embrace God and his heart, to embrace our calling, to embrace his plans. Amen. See, God's promises are true. God's promises remain. God's promises are true for you. God's promises are faithful to you. This is what Jesus says, just as the team's coming this morning. This is what Jesus says to each and every single one of us in Matthew 5, verse 8. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Your heart has been made pure through Jesus. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. You are called to see God because your heart has been made pure. Amen. Through Jesus. Amos 3 verse 7 says this, for the Lord God does nothing without revealing his secret to his servants, the prophets. God wants to speak his secrets. He wants you to see them in Jesus' name. He's revealing them to his people. God does nothing without revealing his secrets. Proverbs 20 verse 12, the hearing ear and the seeing eye, the Lord has made them both. God has created your ears to hear him and your eyes to see him, both naturally and supernaturally. Amen. So this morning's heart cry, that I may see you. God, let me see what you want me to see. See, God has a plan for each and every single one of us to be close enough to listen and cultivate a heart cry of open my eyes that I might see.